Hi, I'm Lorcan, and I'm from the Youth Media Team, and I'm here with Philip Bromwell from RTE. Can you tell me a little bit how and why you got involved in journalism?
I got involved in journalism about 20 years ago now, because basically when I didn't study journalism at university, but by the time I was coming to the end of my university degree, I kind of had notions that I would like to work in the media without particularly knowing exactly what I was going to do. So I finished my degree and then went about trying to establish how I was going to get my job in the media. So for me, that meant then taking a year of doing kind of various work experience placements with, this was in England, where I'm from, with various, with newspapers, with radio stations. And on the back of that, I met a lot of people who said, you need to go back and get a postgraduate qualification in journalism. So that's what I did. And then went back to college, did a year of postgraduate qualification. And from that, then started working in BBC local radio, then went to BBC regional television, and about 12 years ago moved to Ireland to work for RTE. So it just became something I wanted to do, and I think nowadays, and I still think this, I'm genuinely lucky that I'm doing a job that I love, and every day is a different day, every job is a different day. Every job is a different one, and it's just a very fortunate position to, as I said, to be doing the job that you love.
You've become well known for your mobile journalism work. What are the advantages of mobile journalism?
Well, I think when we talk about mobile journalism, the primary advantage of mobile journalism to me is that we're using a bit of kit, as in a mobile phone, that practically everyone has access to nowadays. So that means that the whole idea of mobile journalism is very democratic. It means I can do a piece for RTE, you can make a piece for you guys today. You know, we're on an equal playing field, because a level playing field, because we both have access to the same gear. So that, to me, makes it a huge selling point for mobile journalism. The fact that the gear is so readily available to everybody, and you always have it with you. So it means that I can cover a story pretty much anywhere at any time, because I'm always carrying my phone. Now, in my case, I also carry a lot of other gear with me, because I still have a big camera and I still shoot stories in a more traditional way. But I think the very fact that I have access to the gear all the time, I always have it with me, it's the one camera as well that's connected to the audience. It's the one camera that I can have direct access to the people who watch and listen to us via social media. So that makes it a very powerful tool indeed.
Are there any downsides to using?
There are. It's not a perfect space, and certainly there are some little. I think what you have to remember with mobile journalism is that essentially we're trying to use piece of kit which wasn't necessarily or isn't necessarily designed for the purpose that we're trying to get to. You have to remember, it's a phone.
Yeah.
It's not a big expensive camera. It's not a big expensive laptop. It is a phone. So really what we're trying to do is push the capabilities of this fairly standard piece of gear and try and get the maximum out of it. So I think if you remember what you're trying to do with what you're actually trying to do it with, and concentrate on the possibilities as opposed to the downfalls, that's a good approach to it.
Okay. What has been your most challenging and your most enjoyable project or story so far?
So in my career, I've been very lucky, aside from the mobile journalism stories, but in my career generally, I've been very lucky to work on all sorts of stories, and that for me is the beauty of the job, the fact that you get to meet a whole range of people, visit a whole load of different places. So in a broad sense, I've done some challenging stories, not mobile journalism stories, but just standard RTE stories, but they've taken me to places like the refugee camps in the Middle East, which are very, it's just very challenging conditions to work in. And obviously, you're seeing some quite distressing situations. In a mobile journalism sense, they haven't necessarily been, every story is a challenge. What you have to do is you try to work out how you're going to best approach it. So every time I do a story for mobile journalism, in a mobile journalism way, it's like a little problem that I have to solve. And fortunately, I've managed to solve most of them. Then the challenge is to try to make it the best story you can. And what I try to do is treat every story that I do as my baby. So you kind of, it's a precious thing. What you want to do is deliver it to the world so it looks as good as it can do.
And where do you see journalism in 5 years' time?
I have no idea. I think 5 years ago, we wouldn't have necessarily thought that we would be, for example, today in a conference where lots of people are talking about creating content on their phones. That wasn't really on the... Yeah, there were a tiny, tiny few people who were thinking about that 5 years ago. 5 years ago, things like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram were still in their infancy. You know, they were still developing as platforms. They weren't as ubiquitous as they are now. It's very hard, really, to make a prediction as to what things will be like. And certainly in the way the media landscape is and how fast it's evolving and how sort of fragmented it is and how disruptive some of the technology is, I don't know what things are going to be like in a year's time. Most, you know, I think, and this is a big problem for organizations like RTE, the BBC, all these big organizations are having to grapple with the idea of how do they position themselves. So there's organizations having to try to work this out. What are things going to be like in 5 years? Have a five-year plan. But us as individuals are also trying to have a, what do I need to do to make sure I have a good career in 5 years' time? What I would say is that for those who are involved in this space, you are, to a degree, future-proofing yourself. Learning these skills, doing what you're doing today, exposing yourself to these ideas and talking to the people here and seeing some of the stuff here, you know, this is all great for you, because this is, I guess, you're at the cutting edge here. So and look, we're talking now and you're doing it on your phone. So
okay. Thank you very, very much.
Okay.